I don't think it's fair to put LeVar in the same sentence with Terrell Owens. I think it was a totally different thing. And Al is exactly right. I mean, the entire thing with LeVar, and he still remains one of the most popular players in the Washington, D.C. area. The fans love him. He's been the most popular player here during his stay. And it all started with the contract and with his agent, and then there was a dispute over a lot of money. And there was some things that LeVar said about Dan Snyder that really shouldn't have been said. And let the record clearly state, they were very close. I mean, they would play chess together and everything else, LeVar Arrington and Dan Snyder, and had a great relationship. And it got strained a little bit. And so I think it was the media that made a lot more out of this than really was in the locker room or on the field. Because LeVar, as Al says, is a tremendously talented player. He's a guy that always wants the best. At times, he does lack discipline. I mean, he's not a guy that, in Coach Williams' system, you got to be in a certain place at a certain time, and guys are counting on you if you're not there. And he would run out of there a lot of times and try to be LeVar and make a spectacular play. His intentions were good. I think the media blew this thing out of proportion. I think it is good now that he's with the Giants, but he shouldn't really be in the same sentence with the Terrell Owens. Yeah.